Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joan Moncada. Batting second. The left fielder, Nick Delmonico. Batting third. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Yonder Alonso. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wellington Castillo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Charlie Tilson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carlos Sanchez. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Ryan Cordell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Reynaldo Lopez. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting third. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jake Bowers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Leonis Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Kevin Plawecki. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Tyler Naquin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Shane Bieber. And now, play ball. Joan Moncada is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Moncada hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Nicky Delmonico is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Delmonico hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Moncada moves to second. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abreu hits a line drive towards left field. Gonzalez makes the catch for the out. One out. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alonso hits a ground ball to short. Lindor steps on second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lindor hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Tilson is there to make the catch. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kipnis hits a fly ball towards center. Tilson makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santana hits a fly ball towards right. Cordell is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wellington Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. One out. Charlie Tilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tilson hits a ball towards short. Lindor can't make the play in time. Tilson gets a base hit. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. Two outs. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Tilson, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Yalmer Sanchez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. That is ball four. Sanchez is on with a walk. Ryan Cordell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordell hits a fly ball towards center. Martin makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Moncada makes the catch for the out. One out. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martin strikes out swinging. Two outs. Kevin Plawecki batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Plawecki softly hits a ground ball towards first. Abreu fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joan Moncada is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Moncada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moncada hits a fly ball towards left. Gonzalez makes the catch for the out. One out. Nicky Delmonico is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Delmonico is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Delmonico strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Abreu is 0-for-1 in the game. Abreu hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alonso is 0-for-1 in the game. Alonso strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Naquin hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindor is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball to short. Anderson steps on second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kipnis is 0-for-1 in the game. Kipnis hits a short pop-up towards short. Anderson makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wellington Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Tilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tilson hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Tilson is out. Two outs. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball towards center. Martin makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive deep towards right. Cordell is there to make the catch. One out. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Santana moves to second. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowers hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Santana moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ground ball towards second. Sanchez throws to second to get Bowers. Santana scores. Gonzalez moves to third. Martin is on first. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Kevin Plawecki is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Plawecki is 0 for 1 in the game. Plawecki is hit by the pitch. Martin moves to second. Plawecki is on first. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Naquin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Naquin hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Gonzalez scores. Martin scores. Plawecki moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lindor is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Lindor is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sanchez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sanchez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Sanchez is out. One out. Ryan Cordell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cordell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordell hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Ramirez makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joan Moncada is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Moncada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moncada strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kipnis is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Kipnis is on with a walk. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lopez commits a balk. Kipnis moves to second. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out swinging. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santana is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a line drive deep towards center. Tilson makes the catch for the out. Kipnis moves to third. Two outs. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gonzalez is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Moncada makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nicky Delmonico is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Delmonico is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Delmonico hits a line drive towards right center field. Naquin is there to make the catch. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Abreu is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Abreu strikes out swinging. Two outs. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alonso is 0 for 2 in the game. Alonso hits a ball towards first. Bowers can't make the play in time. Alonso gets a base hit. Wellington Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bowers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowers hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Bowers moves to third. Kevin Plawecki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Plawecki is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Plawecki hits a pop-up beyond second. Sanchez gets back and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tyler Naquin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Naquin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Naquin hits a ball towards first. Abreu throws to home and gets the runner. Martin moves to third. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lindor is 0 for 3 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Lindor is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Tilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tilson hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Tilson moves to second. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sanchez bunts in front of the plate. Plawecki scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. Tilson moves to third. Anderson moves to second. 1 out. Ryan Cordell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordell hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Tilson scores. Anderson scores. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Oliver Perez replaces Shane Bieber as pitcher. Joarn Moncada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moncada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moncada strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Nicky Delmonico is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Delmonico is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Delmonico hits a pop-up towards third. Ramirez makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Aaron Bummer replaces Reynaldo Lopez as pitcher. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kipnis hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Kipnis is out. 1 out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball towards right. Cordell is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santana is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Santana is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nick Whitgren replaces Oliver Perez as pitcher. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abreu is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Abreu hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. 1 out. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alonso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alonso hits a line drive towards second. Kipnis makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wellington Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Castillo hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Lourie Garcia pinch runs for Wellington Castillo batting fifth. Charlie Tilson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tilson hits a fly ball towards left. Gonzalez makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. James McCann replaces Nick Delmonico as catcher batting second. Charlie Tilson moves from center fielder to left fielder. Lourie Garcia moves from pin. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gonzalez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. CH runner to center fielder. Gonzalez strikes out swinging. 1 out. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bowers is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bowers hits a fly ball towards left. Tilson makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball towards short. Anderson can't make the play in time. Martin gets a base hit. Kevin Plawecki is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Plawecki is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Plawecki is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Brad Hand replaces Nick Whitgren as pitcher. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive towards first. Bowers makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sanchez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sanchez hits a fly ball towards left. Gonzalez makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Cordell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cordell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordell hits a line drive towards third. Ramirez makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jace Fry replaces Aaron Bummer as pitcher. Jordan Luplow pinch hits for Tyler Naquin batting 9th. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Luplow strikes out swinging. 1 out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lindor is 0-for-4 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kipnis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kipnis strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Kelvin Herrera replaces Jace Fry as pitcher. Jose Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Lindor, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Jose Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ramirez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. Lindor scores. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.